Six things in your wallet that maybe should not be there. The writer of this article says, in theory, when you travel for your safety, in the long run, you should only have three things in your wallet. And we're going to go through what you should not have and why. Receipts. Looks like a great place to put them. But if you go into your wallet, you drop a receipt out, anybody who wants to steal your ID can take some of the information on that receipt. And sometimes, depending on what it is, it's enough that they can steal your credit card number, use your ID, whatever. And I would say not only don't put receipts in your wallet, but when you go to a restaurant, you take your receipt and you destroy it. Don't have the restaurant do it just for that reason. Recently, we had to change our credit cards because we never figured out how our number got stolen. And since we rarely hand our credit card to anyone to run it, we know that it was somewhere in that receipt process. We just can't figure out where. Next thing is keys. You know that spare house key that you like to keep in your wallet because you might forget one? Don't do it. It has enough information on it one way or the other that a good locksmith or somebody who knows your apartment complex or knows the area could easily figure out how to get into your house. Your social security card. Never, never, never carry it around. If you need to have it on you for some reason or other, make sure that it is in a place that you're going to pull it out when you need it and then put it right back in. This person says only carry one credit card and one form of ID. So unless your passport is your piece of ID for international travel or because you don't have a real ID yet, do not carry it around with you in your wallet. Keep it separate elsewhere. Emergency contact card. Always have in your wallet an emergency contact card for just that, with your emergency contact person, name, phone number, and address, because you never know what the hospitals are going to want or need. And never, never, never put a debit card in your wallet. Credit cards are guaranteed if it gets used. Debit cards are not. And I have seen people literally end up with their entire bank balance taken out of their account because their debit card number was stolen while they were traveling and been unable to get it back. Keep an emergency contact, one credit card, and one form of ID. Everything else, out, out, out.
When I travel, I usually carry two credit cards, not all my credit cards, because sometimes one credit card might not work. Or if you go somewhere and one's a MasterCard and one's a Visa, or sometimes there's an issue. There might be an issue with your card. So right. That's why I always carry two.
I do too, but I don't put them both in my wallet. I keep one separate in whatever bag I'm carrying so that I'm not going into that wallet twice and risking dropping that other credit card and never knowing that I've done it. And yes, it has happened in our household once.
I did hear one time that if you're traveling with a spouse and you have two, like Nina says, you have two credit cards, you have MasterCard and Visa, give your spouse one card and have your spouse give you the other card. It's very easy to steal one person's ID, but it's hard to steal two people's ID.
I've heard that too, Frank. And the other thing is some credit card companies, and actually we currently have two cards where this has recently happened. And one we got expedited because there was an issue brought to our attention. So we each have different numbers.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And that makes it even better because you don't totally lose use of that card if one is stolen, because both numbers go back to the card. But if your number is stolen and it's in a place where there's a question, it's still going to go back to the owner of the card.
Yeah, say you have a MasterCard and Visa and John has a MasterCard and Visa. All four have different numbers. You swap, like say swap MasterCard. So you have John's MasterCard in your wallet. He has your MasterCard. So if one of your wallets gets stolen, at least both of you still have one valid credit card.
Yep, that wasn't in this article, but it's a great suggestion and we've done it. And we also make sure we write down our numbers so that, God forbid, if it does get stolen, we have a way of contacting the company and dealing with it right then and there.